So we'll say just an interesting idea that, you know, in the beginning of the parasha, in the beginning of Vayira, so the pasuk says, Vayira ilav Hashem be'ilonei mamrei, v'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol kichom hayom. The Shbaruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Avram Avinu, be'ilonei mamrei, right, where he had the bris milah, and Avram Avinu was sitting by the entranceway of the tent, kichom hayom, in the middle of the heat of the day. So the Mefarshim all ask a very basic question, which is, that what's fascinating is, generally you would assume that wherever there is a Vayira Alav Hashem, wherever you see the Ribbono Shel Olam appearing to someone, there's usually a dialogue. Well, this is usually what we call a dialogical connection. Vayira Alav Hashem, God appeared to Avram Avinu, and he said the following. But yet, interestingly enough, over here, if you look through the Psukim, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't say anything to Avram Avinu. There's no dialogue. So what's the pshat? So I want to share with you an incredible idea by Rav Kook. So Rav Kook in his Sefer Midbar Shur, Rav Kook recorded his drushas in a Sefer called Midbar Shur. So he writes the following. First, he quotes an amazing medrash. The medrash says, "Sha'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch, Sha'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishet Sivau Alamila." So the medrash says from last week's parasha, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avram Avinu, that I want you to do a bris milah. So again, remember, according to the Psukim, Avram Avinu says absolutely no problem. The medrash records a different conversation. The medrash says that Avram Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ad achshav hayu b'nei Adam bo'im elai, achshav lo yihiyu bo'im elai." Avram Avinu says to Ribbono Shel Olam, if you ask me to do this bris milah, you understand? You're going to undermine my life's work. Why? Because up until now, people were coming to me. When they hear about the bris milah, they're going to stop coming to me. Now, what does that mean? On a very basic level, what Avram Avinu was saying was, look, do you know why I'm successful, Ribbono Shel Olam? Because the people could relate to me. They understand me. I know their culture. I know their backgrounds. I even understand their gods. We have a very strong common language. But now you're asking me to do something that in the eyes of the general world looks barbaric and crazy. And what's going to happen? The next time I invite someone over for Shabbos lunch, right? What are they going to do? They're going to politely decline because I know it's going to be for dessert, right? I know what you're going to ask me by the end of this meal. I'm not buying into that stuff, right? This guy's crazy. He's going to ask us to circumcise ourselves. We're not, so literally you hear this, you hear the pain of Avram Avinu. So Ribbono Shel Olam, if you ask me to do this, you understand that this act of allegiance is going to bring an end to my life's work. Listen to this. So what does Ribbono Shel Olam answer Avram Avinu? He says, "Ad achshav b'nei Adam arelim bo'im eilecha." Up until now, uncircumcised people are coming to you. "Achshav ani v'chol pamal yosheli bo'im alecha." Now, up until now, you've always been frequented by people. Now, after you do this bris milah, you'll be frequented by me and my heavenly host. So what's the pshat? What's going on over here? So it says Rav Kook something amazing. Rav Kook explains that Avram Avinu had an incredible choice to make in life. Avram Avinu understood that his entire success was built on his ability to go ahead and be Bisoch Ha'am, right? Bisoch Ami Anochi Yosheves, right? Ani Yosheves. Its ability to be within the people, the ability to be Mu'urav Amabrios, the ability to literally hold the hands of the people. And now he's being asked to take a religious stance that is going to alienate him from the general population. So what do you do, Avram Avinu, in such a circumstance? And Rav Kook says something amazing. Rav Kook says that this episode has an incredible message for us as well. Because what people want in general more than anything is to fit in. People want to fit in. People want to be part of the chevra. People want to be part of the group. That's true within our community. And the truth is, it's even true within the greater world. We don't like to stick out. But says Rav Kook, here's the problem. There are times in life where the Ribbono Shel Olam asks us to do something. The Ribbono Shel Olam asks us to take a stand. The Ribbono Shel Olam asks us to adhere to the tenets of our faith. And yes, sometimes the byproduct of that religious adherence is communal and societal and social alienation. Sometimes that's what happens when you have to do the right thing. Says Rav Kook, the Ribbono Shel Olam made Avram Avinu a promise, and that same promise is for us as well. That in those moments, when you feel so different and you feel so apart and you feel so alone from those around you, those are the moments where I will be closest to you. In those moments when, because of your religious ideals and values that you have to stand apart from everyone else, those are the moments ultimately where I promise you I will be your side, by your side. In those moments when you feel so alone because no one else is there to have your back, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I always will. And says Rav Kook, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vayira elav Hashem be'ilonei mamrei, v'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol kichom hayom. You know, so says Rav Kook something amazing, that Avraham Avinu is there, he's sitting there, and he's alone. And he's not just alone because he's recovering from the Milah. He's alone, why? He's alone, why? Because nobody's coming to the tent. Nobody's coming to the tent because this act of religious allegiance to a certain degree has alienated him from everyone around him. And what happens in that moment? Listen to this. What happens in that moment? Vayera of Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to the tent. And what does the Ribbono Shel Olam do, kivyachol? He sits down next to Avraham Avinu. And what do they talk about? What do they talk about? Nothing. Rather, again, it's just literally Avram sitting and the Ribbono Shel Olam sitting right next to him. That's Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. Remember, like Rashi says, he's sitting at the entrance and he's looking out. Where are people coming? No one's coming. Rashi says it's because of the sun. Rav Kook says it's not because of the sun. It's because no one wanted to go near the tent of Avraham Avinu anymore. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, it's okay. I'm sitting here right next to you. And I'll always sit here right next to you. And I will say, this message is so powerful for us. Because Lamaisa, there are times when we know what we have to do in life. But the truth is, we're scared to take those steps because I'm nervous. My family may not accept it as much. My friends may not accept it as much. My community might be all different kinds. And so often in life, there are things we know we need to do, but we don't because we're afraid of being different and we're afraid of alienation. And Rav Kook says what this episode teaches us is if there's something you know you have to do in life, if there's something you know you have to accomplish, if there's a religious stand or religious stance that you know is correct and you know that you have to take it, but you're going to lose friends, you're going to lose... Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. But know that in those moments of greatest alienation, know in those moments where the loneliness is most acute, know that it's Vayera Lev Hashem. In those moments when you feel that everyone else is forsaking you, know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is right by your side. I say we should have the courage, Yemir Hashem, like Avraham Avinu, to do what we know we need to do, to take the stands, not every stand, but to take the necessary stands. And even if we stand alone, know in fact that we never really are alone. Know even in those greatest moments of loneliness, it's always Vayera Lev Hashem. All right. Yeah. Tony Garcia.